Parshas Vayikra. We are discussed today Chodesh Nissan Boy Bayayim to begin Chumash Vayikra. We all know the Gemara. We discussed it at length a few weeks ago. Gemara and Shabbos Pei Tesam Abayz Pei Zayinam Abayz. The Gadlus Rish Chodesh Nissan Zok the Gemara. Oisa yoin notal eser atoris. That day took 10 crowns. The echad l'chaydesh hukam ha-mishkan. Kipshutai the chshivas starts the avodas ha-mishkan, avodas ha-karbonis, one of the legs that the world stands on, Torah avodah gemilas chasodim. The Chofetz Chaim has a mimer called mimer Torah or printed it in, you know, chizik of to learning in Yonei Kodshim, and in it just a few lines of what it means, what the godless of karbonis is. Sometimes we have a mesorah, somebody has a mesorah, yichveis, he has psa zeda that saw the Chofetz Chaim, and that zeda told him that he had a zeda, and they saw yichveis, they saw somebody a talmud rikiveger, and they spoke rikiveger, but lamaila b'kaidish. But nobody has a Zayda that saw an Arishan. Or even a Zayda that saw a Zayda that heard from another Zayda that gets all the way back to Arishan. And certainly we don't go back to the Meram, and certainly not to Noam. We've lost to some degree the feel, the Merdike feel, what Avaidus or Karbonis really is. And so much of davening, so much of our yearning, so much of our Bikush B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have is Echzeno Einenu B'Shuvcha Letzim B'Rachmim. We should again go back to the Beis Hamikdash, be makriv karbonis. We have to appreciate it. The Chofetz Chaim writes just a few lines. The Chofetz Chaim writes, "Avodah zeh nikra, the union of karbonis, zeh nikra avodah zaleikenu. Vayidei zeh miskaprin avonos kol Beis Yisrael. We wipe away, kapar means to wipe away, from a Gemara in Gittin. You wipe away the averus of Klal Yisrael with karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. Ubishvil zed nivchara kanim. This is why kanim were chosen to do avodah in the base of mikdash, to do karbonis. V'nivna mikdash, why we built the base mikdash. V'hishra kadosh baruch shchinasa b'Yisrael, that we should be able to bring karbonis to kadosh baruch b'chol hashpos Yisrael, all the hashpos that come down from Shemaim to us, bein mozin hagashmi, whether it's the gashmias, bein mozin haruchni, higia leim alidei our karbonis. Gideon brings a Gemara in Ksubis, Mizbeach, from Loshen, Mezin, Madiach, Mechaper, Godul, Koyach, Karbonis. To appreciate what it means to have Karbonis. So, Murdig Gemara, it talks about in Yonik Karbonis. We're going to get to it in a moment. But Lamaisa, why do we bring Karbonis? You do them before some, the Rambam, the Mur, Nevuchim, that says it was an inyan of being marchikas from avodah zarah, because the goyim, they all had their own things of what they brought. They brought karbonis to avodah zarah. They had their own avodah zarah. It's what they did with these animals. The Rambam writes in Mernavuchim, Amitzriim v'akastim. The Amitzriim were oived letleh. They served sheep. Akastim oivdim l'shedim, that looked like goats. So that was the bucker, that was the tzoin and the izim. Anshei Haidu, the people of India, ad hayom, till today, lo yishchetu bucker leim, they don't shecht cattle. Bavur ken, because it's, to them it's holy.
Does it say that actually really in the Gemara?
No, it's the Rambam, the Buchim says.
Even until today?
And it's true, today, it's still holy there, you can't touch them there. So suppose somebody in India tells me they run on the roads, on the highways, you can't bother them, they have freedom of passage. You can't stare, you can't disturb the cows. This is what the Rambam writes. Anshei Haidu, Adayayim, Adayayim. Bavur kein tziva lishchait elo shleshesh minol m'sheya nechba. The Rambam is mayrach, ki yadu, mefursim. Yadu, the Ramban, very sharp, is marchik, this Indian, it's not a negative, ti marchzav, but it's much deeper than that. It's a koyach, a positive, tzimamish, azach, karbonis, what it says in the Torah, godless and karbonis can't be just to avoid a negative, not to be like a goy. And the Ramban is Meirich, he brings the Ebenezer's pshat. that a person is nigrer after he sees what does maisim, machshava, dibur maisim. So when somebody does an aveira, brings a korban, a chatas for some karbonas, oshem for other karbonas, oilas, mechaper on chai v'yasei, on hirer aveira. V'yisvada b'vivi, he has to say vidui when he does an aveira, when he brings a korban. And then yisra beish, you burn the different parts of karbonas, shen klei, klea machshava v'ataiva. And the kraim keneged yod v'raglav, that do the maisim of a person, and the yisra kadam al mizbeach keneged domir benavshoi, a person will think that he has sinned HaKadosh Baruch Hu begufei benafshoi. V'royloi, it's fitting to him, sheyishofach domoi, v'yisrof gufoi. That he, Nebuch, deserves this. After all, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rules in this world. The King of Kings, the Bribeiri Olam, Melech Malchem, Malachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made rules, and we don't do those rules. As we said at the beginning of the Bria, the Malachem HaTainis, what's going to be? A person's going to be chayte, a person's chayte, what should be with him? Rachmana Litzlan, Rechaitu, this is what happens. We deserve up the state Neben Ezra, Yishbech Domai, Yisarev Gufai. It should be Nebuch, it should be finished. Lulei Chesed Abayre. What's the Chesed Abayre? That you should understand the depths of Avera. You should understand what is deserved. You should understand Chesed Abayre to let you go. And what you give a tmura, you give something instead of you yourself, and that's the kapor of the korban itself. Domai tachas, domai nefesh tachas nefesh, devorim tachas devorim, v'chulei v'chulei. And the Ramban brings this down, and he says, Eile dvorim miskablim moishchem alev kedivrei agoda. It makes us feel good, and it gives us an understanding. Aber al derech ha'em is up the Ramban, there's ksoy this year. You do it, we're not going to get into it too much, but you do it, Loshen HaRambam himself, in Yad HaChazaka, Seifel Chasmila talks about Karbonis is the chayk. It's all kulay chayk. Even though the Rambam himself in Meir says differently, the Chasam Seifer Nagdoma to Yeredeya says that the Rambam Nebuchim was to be mighty from Leiv Hedyotim. The reasons are beyond our comprehension, Karbonis, but we do know one thing. The Karbonis is a dover that the whole world stands on the Indian Karbonis. The Indian Karbonis is Meredek Indian. The Meshech Chochman B'Loshoyne Azov, when he brings on the Ramban, how he understands Karbonis, so the Meshech Chochman is Agdomu, this is the way he expresses this. He says, the Yin of Karbonis Lefida Ramban, Ramban, Ki Hu Lekarev Kol HaKoiches HaOlamis, Tzi Mekarev all the Koiches of the world, V'hu, Inyan Elektri Ruchoni, it's like an electric kayach. It electrifies it. Mamash a kayach. Kayach, it's the motor that keeps the world going. It's an electricity. Asher bepulis a kayin. Yasa gevayis by lamish shaynim ki yidu. When the kayin is karbonis, there's things going on the bria. There are all kinds of things. Just like somebody presses a button, electricity starts going. Things that we take for granted today. There's all kinds of things going on because you press a button, you start electricity going. All kinds of kayachas are going on. They're harnessing kaychas that are out there in the world, the bria currents and things. When a kayin goes ahead and does a vaidis, a karbonis is a kaych electri, the Meshech Chochma writes in Agdama. What goes on over here, the Meiridik and Yonim go on by karbonis, and we have to appreciate the godless of what this is, karbonis. Meiridik is Achim, what is karbonis? It's a gemara. Let's take a look at a couple gemaras. A karbonis. And Yoni Karbonis, and what we have left today, where we started Chumash Vayikra, and we talk about Karbonis, we still have it in Davening. A Gemara, Psaif, Gemara Megillah. Psaif Masechtas Megillah. Gemara says, Avram Avinu was worried about Klal Yisrael. The Tata Avram Avinu. Me'ida kerishana Omar Avram lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shalom Shema chas v'sholem Megillah lamed alfa beis chas v'sholem Yisrael chayten lefanecha Yidin are going to do chet v'at oisalem kador hamabul kador aflogu. We saw what happened when Yidin did chet, when going in the world did chet, and dor hamabul dor aflogu before Yidin. Omar loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was alive in dor aflogu. Lav Omar loy Rebbeinu Shalom me'ida. What? How will I know? So Abish is saying, give me something, avtocha. Omalei Choli Egla Mushuleshes the Brisbane of Zom. What's the Brisbane of Zom? Zokrashi Kaloimar HaKarbonus Yechapru Aleim. Avoidus HaKarbonus. You know what divides us from Chas V'Sholom Dor HaMabul Dor HaFloga that did Chet and got wiped out? Rachmona Litzlan, what stands between us and such Einish? Avoidus HaKarbonus. Chapra Karbonus HaMechapru, they wipe away Chet. They wipe away. Zok the Gemara, Omalefonav, Avram Avinu said, Rebbeinu Shalaylam, Teinach Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Fine, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, or Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Ma'atei Aleim. What's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? Omaloi, Rebbeinu Shalaylam said, Kivarti Kanti Lehem Seder Karbonis. I already arranged the Seder of Karbonis. If you just read the Hilchah, the parshas that are karbonis, I consider it that you bring a carbon. What more can one say? Mamash Gemara, to say karbonis. The Chofetz Chaim cautions us, it's not merely kriya ba'alma. You have to understand what you're saying. Just like when you brought a carbon. You brought a carbon, you understood what you're doing. You brought a carbon, you had kavanas, you had to say vidu, you had to do tshuva. So too the Chofetz Chaim says, it's a wonderful thing, we should be oisig. Chofetz Chaim kiduah made a whole kail kodshim, put out svarim in kodshim, and was machazik to him to learn kodshim. But he explains that one should have to learn kodshim, you have to understand what you're saying, at the very least, you have to understand what you're saying, the psukim, the inyon and halachas of the carbonas. When it comes to these parshas, vayikra, tzav, Shmini, the parsha Karbonis, one should actually look at these parshas and learn to understand Hilchas, the basics of Hilchas Karbonis, because after all, the Gemara over here is telling us, Kavarti Kanti Lahem Seder Karbonis, the Seder is out there for us to learn, to read, Kozman Shekoyen Behem, Yulainit, Mala Ani Alein Kilomakriven Lefonai Karbon, O Meichel Ani Akolavin Isay. Mechilas Avinus by saying Yotchus, by saying the Karbonis. The Gemara Menachas like that as well. Gemara at the end of Menachas, famous Gemara. Gemara says, and you see from this Gemara even tiefer. The Gemara says Aloshin here in Menachas Kufyud. Eilu Tamir Chama Iskim Batar Balayla. Gemara starts off. Zitz the Maland, Kil Milo Koski La Sukum Bavoidu, Loilum Zaisa Yisrael. There's a posuk that says, Loilum Zaisa Yisrael. What does that mean? The Karbonis will always be there, Loilum. Where's this Loilum? Where's the Loilum? Omer of Gidl, Mizbeach Zbonui, Umichol Saragodl, Oimiru Makrov of Karbon. The first shot in the Gemara is there's Loilum. It's still going on in Mizbeach. Where's this Mizbeach and Shemayim? Who's the Kohen? Michal, Sarah Godel. He is the Kohen Godel in Shemayim, and he is being makriv in Shemayim. What's he being makriv? What's he being makriv in Shemayim? So Tosis brings two pshatim, brings two midrashim. Brings one medrash says he's makriv nishmaisein shel tzadikim. Nishmaisein shel tzadikim. What is nishmaisein shel tzadikim? V'yesh mishoimer kvosim shal eish, fire dike sheep. V'hainu damina b'shmen esre b'avoyda. V'ishe Yisrael esfilosam mehiro b'avo sekabel b'rotzen. Right? We say in Ritzei. Say it's only about it. V'ishe Yisrael esfilosam mehiro b'avo sekabel b'rotzen. What is this ishe Yisrael that you want Abish to mekabel? What fires are we lighting today? That's it. It's like my... What fires do we have? We're talking about the Ishe Yisrael of Michal, because Avodah is still going on today. Today, if it's very day, we still have Avodah. And that Avodah is what we're davening in Shemoneh Esrei, brought down Lalach and the Paiskim. And we say in davening, V'hoshev Zavodah B'Secha, V'Ishe Yisrael Silosim Be'er B'Abbas Kabul B'Rotzayin, according to Taisvis, Ishe Yisrael means the Abishim Yukabul the Ishe Yisrael. For the first shot, it's the fire of the Kalam. For the second shot, fire the Kalam. For the first shot, Ishe Yisrael means Anshe Yisrael. The Nishmeisein Shul Tzadikim. The Michal is being makir. We're still davening for Karbonis. Then Taisa says at the end, V'yeshayim the Koy Dalel. Some learn in Ritzei, that it's going on before. What does that mean? You look in a siddur, you see here in this siddur, it says, and it has a period. And then it says, there's a siddur in there.
There's another one right here.
Oh, okay, fine. Let's go ahead. No, same one. But other, you see, other places that doesn't have that period. What's the pshailu? Here doesn't have the period. Here the period of Vash is a vital derbe secha, period. And then it's Vishayisrael. What is the shiloh between these two tzedorim, the two periods? There's these two pshatim and taisis. The one pshat is that Vishayisrael is something we're being mispalak Kodesh Baruch Hu today. Today there's karbonis going on. The world needs karbonis. So we're davening, Ritzay. We want the real avodah. We should do the avodah down here. In the meantime, Vishayisrael, Silosim, Erev, Avos, Kabbal, Baratzim. Vishayisrael, that's in this siddur, that's where it has the period after Lidur Beisecha. Vishayisrael, Zomer, Avos, Kabbal, Baratzim. Yeah. The other, although both are brought Allah, Taz brings them both Allah, a person should be Mechavim both, if you shaykh. The other Pshat, Tais is bringing, they're both in Tais. The other Pshat is Fakert. Vishayisrael is going on what we're davening. We're davening that the Beis Hamikdash should come back, including the Vishayisrael, because what's the Ikar of the Beis Hamikdash? The Karbonis. So we're saying to Rabbi Shem, we're davening, period. Like this sitter has the period over there. So that reflects these two pshatim tais. But the Yisayt HaDavar is, the world still needs Avayda. We have Michal still doing Avayda. And the Gemara goes on. And the Gemara says, another pshat, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Hey, you want to know how we have Avayda today? We don't have to count on what's going on in Shemayim. Eilu Tamidei Chachamim Asukin Behilchas Avayda. These are Tamidei Chacham, they're learning Hilchas Avayda. Mala Aleim Akoskel Nivna Mikdash B'yameim. It's if there's a base Mikdash today. Now this is not Stam Akilu. The Pasuk, actually we're trying to vent for our Pasuk. The Pasuk says, L'Oilam Zois Al Yisrael. Forever there's Karbonis. Where's the Karbonis? Well, Fi Ravishnu, Fi the first Pshat. Okay, it's Karbonis today, Shemayim. Fi the second Pshat, Rabbi Yochanan, they're just learning. So you see that the learning karbonis today, mamish is karbonis, mamish is a mamish connection to karbonis. And again, the Gemara finishes off the famous halach of Rish Lakish, Zoysa Torah Lo'ela Mincha Chatzis L'Hashem, Kol Oisik B'Torah, Kil Hikrav Oyla Mincha Chatzis L'Hashem. It goes by Kol Oisik, Chatz Kilur, Chatz Kol Oisik, Chatz Oshkilur, G'Voshem. It was Givalda Gezachin, but the point of all these chazal is you see how indispensable it is to have karbonis B'Zmanenu. So however we're going to be mekayim, it has to be there. Whether we're doing it al yidei shemayim with michol sar godl, or we're doing it through ourselves, we're learning karbonis, there's a must to have karbonis because the world needs karbonis. Lamaisa, it's a zayra kaddish. Chofetz Chaim brings this down. Chofetz Chaim brings down a zayra kaddish, omer of krispedoy, godless of this, man de mantke be pume be batik nesis about midrashes. Zayir brings some Rav Krispedoy. We have him in Gemara Shana. Rav Krispedoy says that somebody who's mentions in this medrash the inyan of karbonis be chavin bo, and he's mechavin that this should be karbonis. It should be a kaparis avaynis bris krusa. There's a bris. It's up to Zayir that even the malachim that want to say bad about him, they're not going to be able to. It's going to change. You're going to now have to speak good about him. The Zohar Kosh goes on and says, Eliyahu Novi was Megalad and Soy to Rav Pinchas. Zot the Chavetz Chaim, this is the Pshat L'Chayr. Pshat the Gemara, Megillah, enter something Gemara. The Gemara talks about Haman Leika. There's nobody in the world. The Gemara says in Megillah, there's nobody who can say Lashon Hara like Haman. Haman went ahead to Achashverosh and told the Yidden, what are they worth keeping? All year they spend saying Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. They spend their days doing all kinds of things. And what's the Pshat? Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. Can you do it? The Velt says Pshat. Noyim Ali Melech. Shabbos, because Yidden all week are busy. Yisik b'Shabbos, I'm Rishon b'Shabbos, and Gemara with Hillel and Shama, you find something nice, put away for Shabbos. Pesach, you can see months, we're busy with Pesach, obviously busy with Pesach. So here is Haman, the Baldus, when we want to bring a dogma, of a baal lashon hara, it's haman. Leika, there's nobody could say lishna bisha kahaman gemara. What happens? Haman says to Achashverosh, and Achashverosh says, you know, Achashverosh says, I want you to do something. I want to be mechabed. Haman says the most beautiful things. Haman says the most beautiful things. Give him kavod. Should take the susan of melech. Somebody should go and announce that this person is getting kavod from the melech. I mean, whole ma'isa. What happened? So the Chofetz Chaim, what happened was that Haman went to Mordechai and he found him learning. And he found him learning. What was he learning? He was learning Menachos. He was learning Hilchos Kemitza. And he told him, Oy vey, you're a handful of, your kaimitz full of flour. Pushed away my 10,000 kikur kesef. What's the pshat of the Chofetz Chaim? The pshat was, it was a kiyum of this zayir. Because here he comes, this baal lashon hara was a makatring on Klal Yisrael. But Yidden, at the very time that he's busy, what are the Yidden doing? Mordechai is conducting a shir in Hilchus Kachim, in Menachos, when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Chofetz Chaim was the key of that Zayir. The Karbonis made it. Imagine if they could make a Malach HaMekatrik change his tune from saying Kitruk to saying good things. One can only imagine to a human being. So Haman, who's the baal lashon hara, all of a sudden, he's saying the most beautiful things. He might have thought he's saying it for himself. Who's he really saying it for? For Mordechai. And eventually he understood right away, this is it, it's all over. Nofel tipa lefonim, like Zeresh told him, it's all over. Why? Because when somebody has the schus of karbonis, even the biggest mekatri who says things against them, it turns into something positive. This is the side of karbonis, but of course the side of karbonis, one has to be mekarv himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. One has to come close to Rabbi Shem, the Loshan's Karib. You're mekarv yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're coming close to Hashem. You come close to Hashem. Come close. That's the poshut and karbonis. You have to come close. You bring a karbon. Whether we're going with Avin Ezra pshat, you have to look at it. You yourself are bringing a karbon. The pshat, the side of karbon is you're coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzhak Avinu himself was a karbon. He mamish came close to Hashem. He be'etzim was a chepta karbon. Yitzhak Avinu was a karbon Hashem. But the side of karbonis is we have to makarv ourselves to Ramesh. That's the side of karbonis. One brings the animals, the echotimtsim. We are mekarav ourselves to Rabbi Shem, bring an animal to Rabbi Shem, bring going through Shechita and Kabbalah and Halacha and Zrika and Akar Semurim and Achilas Abbasin, depending on the carbon, we're mekarav ourselves to Kabbalah. The Yisayid HaDogah, this is Yisayid of carbon. You see the Gevaldig Rashi here brings a Medrash. And this we can understand a couple of psukim in Tanakh a little bit better. The Pasuk, we all know this Pasuk in Eicha, Shifchi kamayim libech noichach penei Hashem. Shifchi kamayim libech. Poshipshat, pour out like water. Water pours easily. Pour out like water your heart. Noichach penei Hashem. When you're davening opposite HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pour your heart out. Pour your heart out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Poshipshat. Could be a better pasuk. Pasuk so gishmak that we made this gishmak and nigan for this pasuk and everybody's nesayir. Shifchi kamayim libech noichach penei Hashem. I'll try to be more mechabrim of good songs, although you know it's not possible to make songs on psukim over. If that's all the only way you can remember, it's something. Well, Maisa, that's one pasuk. There's another famous pasuk. We say it in the 3 week, in 9 days especially. Pasuk in Tillim. Al Nar is Bavel. Shom Yoshavnu, Gam Bachinu. We sat there, we also cried. What's it talking about? Nebuchadnezzar took us, because Aradim took Klal Yisrael after the Churban Bais Rishon. And he schlepped us to Bavel, and there we were on the banks of the river, on the Haris Bavel. Show me your shaman, we went to sit down. Come, we also cried. We sat down, and we also cried. The sitting is garnished, we also cried. We sat down to cry, that's the tzara. We sat down, we cried. Here we are, Churban Bais Rishon. There's no worse matzav of Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Beis HaMikdash, there's Nevi'im, there's Melachim. All destroyed. Destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, were taken to Golis, inhumane torture, murder, massacred. And were taken as slaves to be dehumanized and pushed, humiliated, and became Nebuchadnezzar. Show me your Shavuot Gamachin. We also cried. We sat down and cried. That's the point. What's the also cried? The Rashi over here, Chumash brings a murder to the Medrash. On this pasuk. And this is the meaning of korban, to become close, pashup shat, korban to the karban itself. The It says here, the mitzvah metayru, to bring melach, to bring salt on all your karbonos. It's a loisase and an asay. It has both parts to it. The mitzvah metayru, kol korbim in choscham a melach timlach, a mitzvah say, v'loi sashbiz melach brisa lekem achosecho, a kol korbim achatakim melach. Zok Rashi. A bris krusel a melach. There's a bris that was made with melach. L'chol, shteit ha-medrish, brought down the paiskim, that when we should have salt on the table. Now, post shall we have salt on the table to make the, when we make the bracha, when we eat the bread, it should be geshmak of bread. We should make a bracha on geshmak of bread. Obla maisa, the place can say, our bread's already fine. Our bread doesn't need much, doesn't need help. But afal pikein, salt stalls a mile. Brought down the place, got medrash. Then when you're sitting there at a table, and everybody's quiet because you had the tools of time, you make a mitzvah, you're going to wait for the baitseya. So we're sitting there, bottle, we're not doing anything. So the mekatrig and shamayim has already been mekatrig on us. Just see how what kind of life that is not so pashut. We live a life fraught with danger, and we have to be cognizant of it and be on, so to speak, on our game. It's a mekatrig. We're sitting there doing nothing. This is with Chmeina. This is after the Gemara Menachos. We have a bris. The Dovra Mal Sameh. We have bris that we can mahar and learning. We can't be Pesich Das. We have it's okay. Avol Pikeh. But what saves us? Of the Medrash, salt on the table is a bris krusel melach. There's a bris with salt. That's the chashiv salt. Brother on Paiskin Halacha. The Indian having salt on the table has bris krusel melach. What's it? What? Where does bris come up with melach? So Rashi brings down very short. He brings down the Medrash. Mishesh me braces. When the original split in Sheshmei Breishis, the Eibishter started the Bria, and then there had to become a split between Mayim, and some Mayim is going to be up, it's going to be the Rekia, and the Mayim HaTachtoin was going to be down here, which eventually got some of the water got rolled back, we had the Abasha, and the growth of our world that we know as today. Mayim HaTachtoin complained, why should we be sent down? The Mayim Elyon could be by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, whatever that means. Sar Shel Mayim. Where they're going to be by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? What's going to be with us? We're nowhere. We're going to come down here. We're losing everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, "There's going to be a bris. You're going to have melach. You're going to take salt. Salt comes to the water. And Nisach HaMayim. How much Nisach HaMayim? Nisach HaMayim Sukkos. A few days a year. Stam Agav the Mayim Ramuzger over here. What's the answer? How did that come for them? They were masking. The Mayim was masking, as you see. It complied willingly with the Bria, with their tzivui, they did it. What was the answer? The Mayim al Yoinim is sitting pretty in the most wonderful place, Bel Yoinim, and Mayim Tachtoinim is getting Nechama. Yes, Karbon is wonderful. You come, L'Reach L'Chayel Fnei Hashem, to be on a Mizbech, the Makam Reach L'Chayel Fnei Hashem, which you don't find by other things. Reach L'Chayel Fnei Hashem, it brings a Nachas Ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we listen, we go through Avedis and Karbonis. But how much? What a little quantity of mayim on a few days a year on Sukkot, and melach, a little melach. Rambam says yoytze melach koldu. L'chatchila you need melach l'kdeira. How much you would salt a pot? Yoytze b'di'evet even a kolshu. How much melach already on karbonis? What's the answer? The answer is everybody has their mission. Everybody has a mission. If we have a mission, we see a person who's mamish. He's there. He's ili otzim. He knows kol ha-Torah kulam. It must be on thousands of people. And we sit here, and what do we come? We come with Kaveit and Latarah, and we come, we listen, and we daven. But we can't compare ourselves to that Godel. Mamash was called Tarkula. He davens when he davens, his tefillahs are just flying in Shemayim. And everybody has their mission. You in this corner, you have your tafket. That grace of Godel who rules the world, he has his tafket. Is one has nothing to do with the other. Every person has his tafkan and is needed in the world. The Eibishter created you because there's a need for what you have. Nobody else can bring to the table. Everybody has his chiyuv. Everybody has his koichas. We spoke about a few weeks ago. Kabbal Shem Mehoincha is a drosha, psikta, behate brings halacha. Kabbal Shem Migroincha. Everybody has his talents, his koichas that he brings to the table. Everybody has what to offer the world, and what to offer the Rabbi Shalom back from the matanas he gave him. The Mayim HaTachtoim said, you're giving me a mission, we're beseder. As long as I have a mission, l'navoides Hashem, I'm okay. The fact that they're b'yayim, that's their job. I don't have to have the same job as him. I don't need to be mekanda that he has that job. Kina is not only a chesor in Gashmi, Kina could be a chesor in Ruchnis. Yes, Kinnah, sometimes a kinnah is a good thing. As we know, kinnah seif and tar b'chachma. The Marsha says this only when you're young. But even apple pikei, if we'll take a kipshuta, kinnah seif and tar b'chachma, that's a healthy kinnah. That you want to raise yourself, but you want to raise yourself not to be him. You want to raise yourself to be like him, to make your kaychas higher. But if somebody's mekana and that he's pushed, loses himself because he's not him, and he gets lost and says, what am I? I'm nothing. That's not a healthy kinnah. That's Maima Tachtainim understood. Oh, you're giving us a job that Maima Yoyim can't do. We have something that they can't do. We have a unique niche. We have something that we can do to bring Nachas Ruach Levnei Hashem. We're Tzifrit, and that's our mission in life. And that's Negev to everybody. But getting back to what we had here. So the Melech gave a cook at this salt, at this water. This water, how did salt come about? Because there was a shteikos, there was a bikush. From the Mayim HaTachtoinim to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shivchi zot yismach Moshe. Shivchi kamayim libe. Pour your heart out like what? Not pour your heart out in a way that water gets poured. Pour your heart out like the water poured itself. Like the water poured its heart out. Shivchi kamayim libe. Pour your heart out. Who should you learn from? Like the Mayim. What did the Mayim do? What did the Mayim say? Noichach penei Hashem, we want to be by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Shivchi kamayim libech, noichach penei Hashem. You want to know what your bikush should be to Rabbeinu Shel Olam? What you should be pouring your heart out to say what? Noichach penei Hashem, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I want to be miskar of myself to you. I want to be close to you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In that you have everything already. You don't need everything else. All the pratim and pratim that we have. Shivchi kamayim libech. Just pour out your heart the way Mayim did. And what did Mayim say? Noichach penei Hashem. We want to be by the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the side because we have a skarbis Hashem. We saw what a karbonis bring. Kira brings the shefa, brachas, begashnis, beruchnis, the keshers to come close to Rabbeinu Shalom, avodas Hashem, to feel close, a kesher, a kodesh baruch hu. Feels a kesher, shivchi kamayim libech, noichach penei Hashem. Al Naharis bubble shom yoshavnu, churban bayis rishon, keferla churban bayis rishon. The connection of Yidden to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis Hamikdash destroyed. We can't bring karbonis, avoda, the Beis Hamikdash. We are decimated, but we are decimated not only physically. We are decimated, but ruchni. We lost the Beis Hamikdash. We came to Naharis bubble, the water. These are those waters, the mayim atachtoinim. The Mayim HaTachtoinim was only masked to be Tachtoinim because they have a mission in the Beis HaMikdash to be Melech and Nisach HaMayim. But now that's over. They have no Tachlis anymore being Mayim Tachtoinim. The waters cried. The Naharas bubble were crying. Shom Yoshavna, we sat next to Naharas. What attracted us? Gam Bachina, we also cried. We heard the cries of the Mayims of the Rebbe of Eshel. We heard the cries of the Mayim. The Mayim is crying. Their Kiruv HaKadosh Baruch Hu was severed. Their no shaykh, their whole purpose is gone. Gam Bechinu, we also cried. We realized, what do we need to cry about? Of course, we're already crying about our physical plight, but Gam Bechinu, now we cry. We realize the Iker Churban is that we don't have that Kiruv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abul HaMais, of course, the Nechama is exactly this, that we still could be Miskarvis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avada in Yoni Karbonis, but Be'etzim, it means by learning Hilchos Karbonis, by saying Karbonis, the parshas of Karbonis. Oh, but the Yisoida of Dover is, B'Yisoida is the Indian of Kiruv, coming close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a Mirdik Rashi here. Rashi says, today the parshas Achaydish, as we listen, we begin the Avodas HaPesa, Machlekes Tanoim, Shloshim Yoyim, Rish Chaydish, Kula Alma Leplikis, Rish Chaydish, or parshas Achaydish. We have to get ready for Pesach. What's the avodas haPesach? Now Rashi brings over here. Rashi brings a chazal, a merdik chazal. We have to take the korban Pesach on Yud Nisan. Be'oser lachodesh hazeh be'yichulem ish sele be'isav zol bayis. It's halacha of dalad yomim. Halacha of dalad yomim by korban Pesach. Freaked. Chazal, friend Chazal Akasha. Rashi brings this now. By Pesach, Korban Pesach Lederis, there's no shalach of Dalad Yomim beforehand, 4 days before, to go ahead and take the Korban. Mipnei ma hiktim likichos al shchitos arba yom, ma shaloi tziva came by Pesach Lederis. We don't find by Pesach Lederis. So Rashi brings, Rashi Chazal, hoi ramasya ben chorosh oimer, harei oimer, The ever alive, we're going to say it's not God, Beis Hashem, in 2 weeks, Verech, Vinei, Vinei, Itach, Eiz Doidim, it's Eiz Doidim, Higiyah, Shvuah, Shenishbati, Lavrom, Shegol, Osbon, it's a time of the Gula. V'loi b'yodim, mitzvah, L'sasim, Tikshi, Yadalu, they had nothing left. Shenemba, At Orim, the area, you're unclothed, you have nothing. Nosam, Shtei, Mitzvah, Dam, Pesel, Dam, Milos, Shemol, Vesem, Mayim, Shtei, Dam. It's Yisoy, Dad, Dover, over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us. Imagine somebody makes a shidduch and says, listen, here's the deal. I'm ready to make the shidduch. I'm going to make the shidduch. And not only am I going to make the shidduch, I'm going to pay for the whole chasna. All expenses paid. I'll support you after the chasna. Full cast. Since it's a learning, no problem. Full support on me. What do you have to do? What's the kala zechrais? Bring clothing to the wedding. That's all you have to do. Just come clothed to the wedding. Bring your clothes. Bring your gown to the wedding. Come with something. That's your achrayus. Rabbeinu Shloim was Ma'ariz Klal Yisrael. Mamish comes into Eiz Doidim. We became a marriage. Klal Yisrael to Rabbeinu Shloim. This is the time of year. Coming to a marriage. We had nothing. At Orim Ve'eriyu. We have nothing. Nothing. At Orim Ve'eriyu. We didn't have a gown to put on. We had nothing. Because begodim, what a person can cloak themselves with, is mitzvahs. With kedushas ha-mitzvahs, with mitzvahs, ma'isa mitzvahs. We had nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I'm going to give you something. You have mitzvahs. This yisoid is oyim v'dikir yisoid. It's brought on Allah. The Indian of Erisin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ma'aris with us right before Pesach. And we became mamish ha-shidduch. The all-time shidduch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael. Mamish brought Allah. Erev Pesach, the Yerushalmi says, it's a gefarlich thing, Erev Pesach. Terrible thing to go eat matzah Erev Pesach. You're Arus and Arusa. You're engaged. You're Kedusha. Er Pesach is Kedusha already. Kedusha. What happens that night? We're married. That night, the Seder night, brought the halacha, there's Sheva Brachas. A shail in the Paiskim, how to make Sheva Brachas. Brought down Paiskim. Paiskim are busy making a cheshma, Zayin Brachas. Because to the matzah, you have to Zayin Brachas, get it to the matzah. To Arusa, you have Arusa, you matzah. So now you have to have Sheva Brachas, right? Because somebody's usher. It's usher to live with his kala without Sheva Brachas. Kala b'lei bracha, asur l'bala kanidas. You need brachas. And the Paiskim have a whole reshima, shilas, the Paiskim. How to make cheshma in the brachas? To by Kiddush. And then until Sedaim, and Amaitzi, and Shabbat Priyadam, and this and that. Count the Sheva, don't count the Sheva. I'm going to cheshma. Zayim mitzvah, shachyonu, take this literally. This is not stam. This is not stam up, savertu. This is mamish. This is an erisim with an asum with a sheva brothers. So what did we need to do? We needed epis mitzvahs. So what mitzvahs did we have to do? So Rabbi Shlomo gave us two mitzvahs. What are these two mitzvahs? Dam. Both of them are dam. Dam pesach and dam milah. What's up, stafka dam? What's up, stafka dam? They had to do it. Only dam. Those are the only two mitzvahs we had were nyone dam. Rashi, a little later on, talks of the mitzvah of Pesach. Pesach ul Hashem. HaKorban u'kori Pesach. HaShem adilag v'apsicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medalig bati Yisrael mibein bati Mitzrayim. Pesach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumps. And actually, Rashi later on says it could be even Loshen Chamoel also. Loshen Chemel. It could be Loshen Rachmanes. So Kofetz mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam jumping over the Yiddish homes, going from one goy to another. And Rashi concludes HaLoshen Mechilta. Va'atem asu kol avodoysav l'shem shomayim. Va'atem asu, that's Rashi. Atem asu kol avodoysav l'shem shomayim. How were you zoicha to a Pesach? In Yonei Pesach, a Pesach, you have to do l'shem shomayim. What's l'shem shomayim? L'shem shomayim wants us to give of themselves. You have to give of yourself to Rabbi Nishalom. That's l'shem shomayim. You're doing it not because Pesach here, we're doing it to save ourselves. That's Pashup Shad. We put dam on the Pesach, on the mezuzahs, the mashka, we have to save ourselves. Kum Chazal said, no, that's not the Pshad. They were told, even though it's the most Pashut, the instinctive reaction we would have, and the Pashut, the Kavanah, to save oneself. No, that's not the Kavanah one should have. Have a Kavanah, L'shem Shemayim. Why? The Rebbein Shem wants us to have Susim and Akiru. The Rebbein Shem being Mekar of us to save us. If what our whole kavanah is to be saved, then it's just a circle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving us and to be saved. What would they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us for a purpose? The purpose is that we're miskarev because we doing L'shem Shemayim, we're coming to Moshe. How does one give? You have to want us to give up oneself. One has to give oneself to be miskarev. A korban is oneself. Ki adamu anefesh. You have to give dam. One has to give a poshet of oneself. To give a oneself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter was mitzvah the mamish brachas the mitzvahs of dam mila, which is mamish in the person himself. Haremes adam ki yakrav mikem. There's a korban that comes mikem. The union of mila as a swarm bring down. Inyan of dam pesach karbonis dam. One has to give of themselves to be l'shem shamayim, to mamish, to want to be niskar of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. How does a person do that? What does a person do? L'maises, another pasuk in Hilchos Karbanos, kol sor v'chol dvash le'satir mimenu isha l'Hashem. That we know, the pasuk tells us, you can't be makrav on the mizbeach sor, any chametz. You can't be makrav dvash, any kind of honey, which means any sweet thing. You do a mafursim to reachinuch, other mafursim. That what's the remez of kol sa'or v'chol dvash le'satir mimenu yishol Hashem? Sa'or is dough that rises, gets puffed up. What does that symbolize? Gaiva, the arrogance of a person. The person feels, kupne, I deserve this, I deserve that, I am this, I am that, I have my covet to protect. It's all about self. All about the self. Gaiva. Gemara says in Saita, Ein anhiba hu yechaylun lodur, b'mader echad, we can't live together. The Rebbe Yishon can't live together with a Baal Gaiva, there's no room. There's no room with a Baal Gaiva. They asked the Kotzker, where is the Rebbe Yishon to be found? And he said, wherever you let him in. If a person has himself, there's self, there's no room for anything else. A person memayit himself, all of a sudden there's room for everything. A person... Yisalevi came to visit one of the Trisker Maggids, one of the Trisker Rebbes. Yisalevi had a real yedidus with him. Yisalevi came to visit him in his house. The Trisker came and visited Yisalevi. Yisalevi made a return visit, came to his house. He sees a house. Man. You could be sure that Yisalevi didn't live in any mansion. If by any means of watching his great grandson, being in his great grandson's home many times, I can judge that I doubt very much he had any kind of anything close to what we would look at as a respectable house. But yet, he went to the Trisker's house. Family, huge family. How could you live in such a small place with your family like this? The Trisker Rebbe told him, Beis Halevi, when you make yourself small, then there's room for everything. You make yourself small, there's room for everything. Beis Halevi had a lot of unknown from his teretz. When you have issues, it's because somebody's self is so involved with self. The gaivas of the chinuch, that can't come as a korban. Chometz can never be a korban, can never be on the mizbeach. We bring it, but never on the mizbeach, can never be on the mizbeach. It's called dvash. What's dvash? Dvash is sweet things. What's sweet things? That's the taiva. Person has taiva. Zisa zachen, sweet things, gishmak. Person has to be kaivish as taiva. Obviously, a person has to have taiva. The Rebbeinu created us. We should have an appetite. Without an appetite, we wouldn't eat. But he has to use. He has to be a balabos on his taiva. The Ger Rebbe of Imre Emes of Europe sent one of Chassidim. He told him, one of Chassidim came into Imre Emes. And he told him, he told him that he's going to this place, he's going to Western Europe. He told him, okay, when you're there, I want you to buy me a cigar from there. He went there on business, went there. Forgot to be busy, forgot to buy him a cigar. He's thinking the whole time, Rebbe, a cigar, but he completely forgot his cigar. Came home. Went back to Rebbe and bought him cigars. He went back to one of the local shops, bought him a cigar, an expensive cigar that they imported from there, but he had to pay much more. But Rebbe looks at it, right? Did you get this from there? No. He says, no, but the Rebbe should know it's the same thing. He says, you think I needed to smoke the cigar? I needed the kid. It made a difference to me if it comes from there. I wanted you when you were over there doing what you're doing. You should think that I'm still watching you from here. I wanted you to think of me when you're there. Not buying it there, lost the whole point. Say Beis Yisrael, the Rebbe's Einikul, the Beis Yisrael used to smoke, and he stopped smoking. Then he started again. One of the Chassidim finally had the courage to go ask him, he said, Rebbe, you start smoking, you stop smoking, you start smoking. What's the pshat? What should we learn from that? He said like this. I started smoking. And then I saw that I smoke because I have to smoke. Smoking is telling me when to smoke. Can't be. I stopped completely. Now, when I want, I control it. If I want to smoke, I'll smoke. And that's it. If I control it, it's a whole different story. Taiva, the chesaron of taiva is, it's not you anymore. You're not in control anymore. The taiva is gone. You're in meshubit to the taiva. That can't be. So we have gaiva on one hand, that's all you. And we have taiva on the other hand, that's the taiva telling you what to do. That can't be. Taiva is a healthy thing that the Eibishter created in this world to use in avodas Hashem. If a person didn't eat, we wouldn't have a person. The person wouldn't be. And there's so many mitzvahs attached to that. A person has to have an appetite. Rabbi Yishol made it. A person has to have an appetite. A person has to have a taiva to sleep, to be able to rest his body. B'chulei, b'chulei, b'chulei. All the inyanim that a person needs taiva for. But the moment that the taiva rules him, so then it has no shaykhahs. Called the vash, which was not important for a person to have. A person wants it purely for taiva. Lo yiseptim menishol Hashem. If a person's memai works on himself, and he brings to Rabbi Yishol, to carve himself to Rabbi Yishol, and he does, he takes away his svarim say about al halacha. Today, all the poskim tell us, discourage a person wants to avoid his Hashem, he wants to go, mamash, he feels he really wants to do something, he wants to make a statement. He's going to fast today. I'm told by all the poskim today, not a good idea. As much as we're fit, more than any other door in history, perhaps, of mankind, we're the shvachest in the history of mankind. For us to fast, take the durs, they didn't have what to eat, they fasted, no problem. Fast Mondays and Thursdays and Bahab and whenever they wanted, that, this and that, they're fasting. We, a fast day, we prepare a few days before, and we recover a few days afterwards, and during the day we're in bed, and we're grumbling and mumbling, and it's kefer l'chamaisa. We're told not to fast. Shter's avayit seshem, we take too much of a toll. So what could a person do? If a person holds himself back, he sees something, a questionable hechsher, holds himself, doesn't eat it. Something that goes so back doesn't eat that extra thing because he feels it has no purpose. It's Madrega of Eitz Hashem. That's worth just like a Taimus. A person, people who offended him, they insulted him. His kovet is at stake. And he says, you know what? I just gefailed my kovet. The more important thing is kveit shemayim. What does the Rabbi Nishom want? Does Rabbi Nishom need me yelling him back, putting him in his place? Probably not. I'm worried more about kveit shemayim. Now you've made a court. But if you subjugate your sor and your dvash l'man Hashem, you've been the car of yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the car. Person, the sadis of these parshas is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kaychus that we've given, in kipshut mamish, avodas HaKabonis, as we've learned from these members in Chazal, from the Zohar HaKadosh, what the godless avodas HaKabonis is, but the side of karbon is to come close to the Rebbeinu, whatever it means, be Messiah. And the Yitzchus today, Parsha Chodesh, Nissan, talks about Nissan. Should be an excitement, a buzz in the air. Today, Rish Chodesh Nissan. As Chazal tell us, Ben Nissan, Nigalu, Ben Nissan, Asidin, Ligol. There should be a mamish electricity in the air. Ben Nissan, Asidin, Ligol. Even Chas V'Shom, we're not Zeichah, but we should know we come closer every Nissan to having a Shaykhus. Every day, an imam and Mamun Shalem, every day, Shaykh. Every day is shy, but you know what? The statistics go up when we hit Rish Chodesh Nissan. What the probability goes up, and Nissan Nigalu, and Nissan Asidin Ligoil. It's a whole different world. It's Nissan. Rish Chodesh Nissan, we're one day into Nissan, it's now Beis Nissan. You Nissan Asidin Ligoil. Gula Shleima, Kveit Shemayim Nisgalad. You know what that means? A person has to wake up. Nissan Asidin Ligoil. Oben Yaitzah says even further. It says the Chodesh Nissan. What's Chodesh Nissan? How should we label Chodesh Nissan? The Chodesh Ashaboy Yeshuas Makifos. The Yeshuas are Makif. They surround us. We're surrounded with Yeshuas. No, you look at Pesach Mitzrayim. Yeshuas, obviously, the Max Bechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim Kriyas Yamsuf. And years later, by Yeshua Kriyas Hayarden. Yeshuas by Makifos Nissan. But as a murder gevort, and I think that's what's going to get to us from Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, Vorka Rebbe, he said a different taich in the word Yeshuas by Makifas. We find that when Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim, they were told, Moshe Rabbeinu, here, this har over here in Har Sinai in the Midbar, Tavdun Alekim Alahor Azev, you're going to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, as he told Parai, we got to get out because we got to do Avodah in that har. We're going to be Mekabel the Torah, we're leaving. So the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was for what? because we're going to get out, we're going to go. So really, Yetzias Mitzrayim for us wasn't the tachlis yet. It was because of something that's going to happen, that we're going to be, and what's going to happen in that har? We're going to say, Nasav initial b'zeichet b'makabal d'tar. So getting out of Mitzrayim had to do with something that hadn't happened yet. So how did we get out of Mitzrayim? In essence, we took it on credit. We took it on credit. As you go to a store, and if you're a trustworthy person, you can buy on credit. If your credit is good, you buy on credit. And on credit, we're going to tap them so that Kim alahor hazeh. So the vorka, chaydish nissen is the chaydish asher bo yeshuais makifois, the loshen hakofa chemveni makif is a loshen chazal. The chemveni, the storekeeper, gives credit. We should know in this, and we look around, we say, wait, if our forefathers, a door back, if in the times of Chavetz Chaim, they couldn't get out, times of the Baal Shem and the Goyim, they couldn't bring Mashiach, where are we holding? What can we do? We sort of give up. You know, it's been years like this, what can happen? No, Asher Yeshu Chaydesh, Asher Yeshuas Matitvis. We can take on credit. We have credit built up. We have credit, and we all know that Etzem every year, besides the Rambam, Perek Beis, El Gershu, every year his panemius is that he wants to do good. But we're dealing today at a dark and I Nahara Chelik, those who Baruch Hashem are still holding on. Yidden that are mamish mevakshe Hashem, Yidden that are teridiki Yidden. It's credit if the Gula will come. Oy vey, are we going to be mamish mestabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be karev in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's our whole tshuka, to be neskarev in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chaydish Yeshua's boy because Makif is on credit, because there's a lot of credit and we can get those Yeshua's on credit. But the Ebesha Helf and the Nissen has arrived. Our credit is good. The Ebesha Taka, see, we should have that schus that the Yeshua should come through credit. Be'ez Hashem. Benissen Nigalu, Benissen Nisim Ligol, Schus HaKarbonis, Chumash Vayikra, Schus HaLechiyidin are waiting. HaKrobus HaKarbon Pesach this year. Should be Zeicher, Beis Hashem, to the Gula Shleim, and may it be Amen. Amen. Amen.